This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, check this out. This is awesome. Warriors live in a half hour. Karl Anthony Towns is out tonight. Personal reasons.
Okay.
He's out.
All right.
We're waiting on the word from Steph and the Warriors.
The chef.
Okay, don't know yet. Still questionable. We'll let you know as soon as we know. Game starts in 90 minutes. So there's that. And
which is awesome.
Awesome. MSG. Here we go. Two nights in New York.
The God.
With a night off in between.
Mm.
This is phenomenal.
Yep.
Okay? Get the road trip going. This will kind of make you feel like the Philadelphia loss is okay if you can win tonight. All right. So there's all that.
Yep.
But check this out. Joining us on the River Islands guest line, a very special guest. I want to remind everybody, if you're a faithful listener of the station, no doubt over the last month, you heard us talk about the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest.
It's the best contest we've ever had.
Exactly. It made certain members of our staff want to quit so that they could become eligible. However, that's a bad bet because this was a national contest.
Mm.
Do you know how many stations Odyssey has across the nation that were a part of this?
A lot.
Grand total.
Nothing.
Keep going.
Thank you, LeBron.
Keep going.
Thank you.
We're up to 27 stations were a part of this. And over a quarter million people got into the contest.
Wait, a quarter million people?
Over a quarter million entries.
Shut the front door.
No. Keep it open.
I'm going to leave the door open.
Over a quarter million entries. And to jar your memory further, this was the contest where you get a flight, you get a room, you're staying at the Circa.
Right.
You're out there watching college hoops.
You're burying the lead.
At Stadium Swim. I'm not burying the lead. I'm building to
it. Okay, my bad.
And upon arrival,
yeah?
You get $20,000.
Major bag alert.
Cash. Okay?
How do I win?
You got to quit.
Okay.
So over a quarter million entrants, over 27 stations.
Okay.
Guess who won?
You got to do your voice now.
One man.
That's my
a man
favorite.
Who listens to 95.7 The
no
Game.
No way. We got the winner?
We got the winner, and we didn't just get the winner. The winner is here. The winner is Vincent. Vincent.
Vincent.
Welcome to the show.
Can you guys hear me?
We got you, man.
I mean, yeah, Vincent.
Right on.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. This is just having you reread the whole prize, you know, has got me amped up again.
And just so you know, I didn't read it. I did that completely from memory. That's how badly we all wanted to have this winner be a part of our station. So first off, thank you for listening, because people don't know, in order to qualify for this, you had to listen at least an hour a day. I know you told our producers that you like to listen around crossover time. That means a ton to us. So thank you for listening. Congratulations. And the other reminder for our listeners is that all of those things come to this winner plus three guests. So this is a winner and three guests on a weekend in Vegas in March at the Circa. So my first question to you is, what time is your flight and where would you like me to meet you?
That's a great question.
Thank you very much.
Count that.
Yeah,
count
yeah.
that. Count it one
yeah,
time.
I thought I thought I'd have to get one of those in at least.
Good job, nice. Vincent. Yeah. No, yeah. Seriously, have you thought about this? First, start with that. Who are you bringing?
It's been a crazy day. I've been trying to figure that out. I don't have it's another great question. I don't have an answer to that.
Wait a minute. Did you just find out today?
I found out. I got an email last night, around 4, and then it all came together today through emails. And to quote Priest, this fish was stinking from the head up. I was like, this has to be a scam.
Right.
I need your ID. I need, your social security number. I'm like, babe, this can't be real. That contest I was telling you about, 20 grand and going to a trip to Vegas, I think I won it. Like, what?
So at what point were you able to get the confirmation sensation that you needed? Because I'm with you. I get a lot of these emails where it's like, cha-ching! We need your social security.
I'm not sending you anything.
Your eBay has been hacked. And you look at the email address and it's like 17 random letters and numbers. It's like, you're not eBay. So how did you officially get the confirmation you needed?
I did a lot of Googling. I went straight to the Odyssey website. I emailed their support team and was like, this said person's emailing me. You checked where the email was, kind of the whole thing, and just kept getting confirmation sensations left and right. And, lo and behold, it's probably around 11, maybe 10 this morning. And I was just like, it's real. This is real.
Okay, yeah. So
and that's a buck, by the way. Yeah. So now you're down to 19,999.
Exactly. So wait, but Vincent, when it registered that this was real, what'd you do? What was your first reaction? Who'd you talk to?
Oh, I called my my partner, my fiance.
Okay. Oh my gosh, when are you getting married?
We don't have that on the books yet, but maybe some of this, 20 grand will help go towards that. If I don't go gambling it all away.
Well, maybe you get married at Circa. Yeah. Da 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 da. I mean, March Madness turns into marital madness. Am I right?
I mean, it could.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay, have you thought about this yet, though, Vincent? The 20 grand. Like, have you got a strategy? How much are you gambling? Are you gambling any of it? How much is going to table settings next year? That kind of stuff.
I want to say it's mostly going to not gamble,
okay.
Whether it's bills, finances. I got a 3-year-old daughter, and so there's a lot going on. I'm a family guy, so it's going to family stuff for the most part.
Dude, good for you, Vincent.
Yeah.
And by the way, take it from somebody who's getting married in July, 20K, if you want to do kind of a wedding on a budget, that's about the number you're looking at.
Go on.
And by the way, yeah, that's on a budget. That's a wedding on a budget, 20 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty aware. That's why the wedding hasn't happened quite yet.
I get it.
Yeah, and take it from me, a guy who has a 2.5-year-old who just dropped $200 on shoes and flip-flops and swimsuits for our upcoming vacation. Those kids aren't cheap now.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Vincent, what's your favorite game in Vegas?
I want to say blackjack.
Okay.
All right.
All right, now talk me through this. The dealer has a 9 showing.
Oh boy.
And you have a 15. What do you do, hot shot?
Well, I'm going to stay, but you can't ask that question to every guy that talks about blackjack on the station.
Well, I mean, I can. We're
You can.
Yeah, we're professional interviewers, you know what I mean? By the way, Vincent, the book says you should be hitting. If the dealer's got a 9 showing and you got a 15, I need you to man up and hit on that.
Especially with 20 grand in your pocket, Vincent.
Not doing it. I got to play it safe.
You got to double down on that 15 with 20 large.
Do not double down.
Have you been to Circa or have you been to Vegas? Like, what's your overall Vegas experience in your history?
I've been a few times when I was younger, as a kid, and then I've gone once as an adult, and it wasn't the best experience being in my young 20s.
Oh,
I get that.
Yeah,
it's tough. I mean, you're rolling with 20 large and Circa, as you will see, they boast the longest bar, one contiguous bar that is probably like a quarter mile long. You're gonna love it.
Sounds great.
Oh, Vincent, congratulations. Yeah, I would, just my suggestion on the 10 minutes that we've gotten to know you here, I want you to take at least 18 of that grand and put it away, right away.
That sounds great. Yeah. There's taxes too, you know?
They're coming for you next year, Vincent.
Yeah, no doubt,
yeah, right? But give yourself a grand or two to go have a weekend, okay?
Yeah.
And if you're short on friends, and it sounds like you haven't yet decided on your full complement of people, I know a guy who is, on the radio and mostly lonely, who would love to be your buddy for 36 hours or so.
Vincent, I'm sure you've got a lot of those friends.
Vincent, he's not kidding. That's the other thing.
Vincent, I'm also not kidding about the fact that I actually will be there, for those days as well. So you may be walking through the Circa and see a balding, slightly desperate-looking guy half in the bag. It is me.
All right.
Oh, so
I'll be on the lookout.
If you're behind somebody at the sports book who bets on Bethune-Cookman, you know who you're behind. Hey, Vincent,
I know, right?
Thank you so much for listening. Congratulations to you. The best of luck with your young family and your wedding. Keep us posted, and above all, just have an absolute blast in Vegas in a few weeks at the Circa.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
All right, man.
Vincent.
There he goes. Vincent.
National contest, 250,000 entries, Vincent.
Vincent.
Yes. Like Grandy, cute story, 65 people, 51 of whom have never even seen a basketball. You won knockout. Good for you, Grandy. This dude, 250,000 people, national contest, dude. 20K, is winner.
I'm impressed that he got the email at 4 in the morning, and by 11 in the morning, felt like he was comfortable enough to be like, confirmed, I won.
Am I right?
If somebody emailed me and was like, you just won 20 grand, send us your social security number, that would take me at least a month before I believed that.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And he Googled it, he vetted it, and he went through the whole thing, but go into your email right now, not now, but during the break, and count the number of emails that are either scam, spam, or sham. It's 87% of my emails.
For sure.
In my regular non-work one, it's like, that's a scam, that's spam, that's got to be a sham. Scam, spam, or sham. And this guy at 4 a.m. gets word that he's won 20 grand in a trip for four to Vegas. Delete.
What the hell's he doing up? Didn't it work?
There you go.
What the hell's he even doing up at 4 in the morning?
Yeah, it's fair.
Which means probably perfect fit for Vegas, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole lot of fun.
That was
Holy
awesome.
Holy crap.
Vincent.
Somebody who listens to our station knows everything about what we do on this show won that damn contest.
That's pretty awesome.
That's so wild.
We do so many of these national contests, wow. And you almost never hear of, like, who does the winner or who gets the win. Some of our sister stations are doing the a grand in your hand, you know, $1,000.
Yeah.
And, like, you never have the winner be from here. That dude just won 20 large and a trip for four.
Incredible.
For him and his fiance and me and somebody else. We going, Vincent?
Right. We do have this Steph Curry update.
Oh.
It is not firm as of yet, but it sounds at least a little encouraging. This is what we've got with regard to MSG, the Knicks, and the Warriors tonight. From Steve Kerr, Steph Curry will warm up and attempt to play tonight.
Okay.
So the hope is that he plays. He's going to try to play. He will go through warm-ups, and then they'll have a little chit-chat about how he's feeling and then go from there. And so that's up to the minute with regard to Steph Curry, and the game starts in an hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah, and I have thought all along that he would play because it's Madison Square Garden, but then again, when you think about the long game and the bigger picture, if he's not going to be right enough to go, then you hold him out. And something I saw earlier, Mark, from our good friend Jimmy Shapiro, and we get all these emails, you talk about scam, spam, or sham, and he's none of those, and he sends emails about updated odds, and I believe that the Warriors' odds to win the championship are now down to 18-1.
Are they really?
What I saw from this email is that they're now the sixth choice, not in the West, in the entire association. So the odds have gone from 66-1 pre-trade down to 45-1 down to, I believe, 18-1.
As of last night, they moved out of the play-in tournament
right
for the first time. So maybe that has something to do with it. Speaking of odds, what was a 6-point number on this game literally an hour and a half ago is now down to 2.5 after the news that Steph is going to, quote, hopefully go, and that Karl Anthony Towns is out. So the Warriors now a 2.5-point dog up to the minute. With regard to this game at Madison Square Garden tonight. And Warriors Live is 10 minutes away. Real quick also, on the basketball front, and by the way, as we mentioned, Warriors in New York City, Warriors Live 330 is presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. The Western Conference took yet another turn last night. And just hate it, whether it's a favorite player or not, hate it whenever anyone suffers an injury like this. But a confirmed torn ACL for Kyrie Irving last night. And this is obviously something that it's out of anyone's control. But it got me thinking, because all of the sudden, literally going through everything that's taken place, from a Luka trade to an Anthony Davis injury to a Kyrie Irving injury to Lively and everything else that has gone on with the Dallas Mavericks, all of a sudden their best player or their most recognizable one is Klay Thompson, which is absurd because he's averaging about 13 or 14 points a game.
Yeah,
he's not good enough for that role. And so the Mavericks might have enough of a cushion to still be a play-in tournament team, but that team is dust. In fact, there's already rumors that Anthony Davis now will just sit out the rest of the year too because they're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
And I feel terrible for Klay Thompson. Now, he earned some of this. He turned into Pouty McPouts a lot. He did. And I think he drove the bus out of town more than the Warriors forced him out. I will forever believe that. But the parting of ways that took place, here's where I feel bad for Klay. Klay got schnookered. Klay got schnookered. Steve Kerr told us about a final meeting with Klay Thompson. He even told us the restaurants at the Bottle Inn in Hermosa Beach.
I've been there. I've been there. No doubt.
It's a great Italian restaurant. It's really, really nice.
Restaurant quality.
Mwah. And they sat there, and he looked at Steve and said, I need a new start, and I'm going to go join the Dallas Mavericks, who are going to give me $50 million over 3 years after the Warriors had offered him $48 million over 2, reportedly. So now down to $17 million a year, even a little bit less, and he's going to go play with the Mavericks because he felt like they had an opportunity to really do something special with him alongside the pairing of Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. And look at what the front office of that team has done after selling Klay on that idea. It's really unbelievable. The Kyrie thing is nobody's fault.
Right.
Except for the fact that you could argue, and this isn't really fair, but you could argue if you look at Kyrie's minutes and what ended up on his shoulders, especially in the wake of the Luka trade, this guy was playing close to 40 a night, and he's not a spring chicken either. So they sold him a complete bill of goods, and he took it, and don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? Klay Thompson is now sitting in Dallas. With what? What do you got as the Warriors championship odds go firing up the board?
Yeah.
What you got?
You don't have a lot, unfortunately. And yeah, you mentioned Kyrie, and he was having a great year. And so when you're Klay, I don't think that he knew, maybe they knew in the organization, that they weren't going to keep Luka around. I can't speak to, you know, what Nico in the front office was thinking about Luka Doncic, but if you're Klay and you look at it and you want to have a new destination, you feel like what's happened here has already happened and you want to move on, that's a pretty attractive spot. Luka, Kyrie, and Klay, and they have a really good front line, a team that had just been in the NBA Finals. So I know that it looks like he was sold a bill of goods, but you don't know, and maybe they had already decided about Luka Doncic before Klay even came.
Well,
we don't know.
There had to be at least feelings about it.
Absolutely, because you know Luka was in line for the Supermax,
right.
And it was pretty clear that they didn't want to give him the Supermax, and so even if the Luka trade happens and you bring in Anthony Davis and you're Klay, you're still thinking, okay, I got Anthony Davis and Kyrie and me. It's still a viable big three, and then Anthony Davis gets hurt literally in the first quarter, I believe, of his time with Dallas, and he's out, and then now Kyrie gets hurt, and it's like, wow. So I do think that it looks like he was sold a bill of goods, and the Luka thing was a shock to everyone. Nobody would have seen that coming, but you do kind of feel for Klay looking at what they have now, because that's a lottery team.
By the way, not just this year. It's March. Kyrie Irving is not going to be anywhere near ready.
Until December.
Even that's
nine
optimistic.
Months, yeah, for sure.
That's optimistic for him to be ready.
Well, he's 32, almost 33. You're
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So now next season is cratered as well. Because Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson and Derek Lively, that's not a top six seed in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
And then what are you? Now you're 35. Now you're already looking to the third year of a 3-year deal. If you're Klay Thompson, in the hopes that something will go well by then.
Klay's already 35.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
well over 35 years old.
Oh,
Kyrie
yeah.
Irving will be 35. Anthony Davis, I don't even know age-wise, what will he be, 33 maybe by then? Like, this whole thing, and again, a lot of it is out of their control, but there had to be, before the season even started, clearly, there were feelings about the Luka Doncic marriage that the Mavericks were having, yet they went out on the open market, grabbed Klay Thompson, and said, we'd love to pair you with Luka and Kyrie. And so some of it out of their control, some of it in their control, but the bottom line to me is Klay got snookered.
Yeah, he's in a tough spot. And, you know, Kyrie next year has a player option, which I would imagine he will exercise for 43.9, and that's the final year of his deal. And you've got Anthony Davis with two more years and a player option, and, you know, his availability has always been in question, and you've got Klay, and you've got a bunch of young players that it does feel a little rebuildy in Dallas. And, you know, if you're Klay and you went to Dallas thinking, all right, this is my chance to get a fifth ring, a team that had just gone to the finals. We've got a big three, Luka gone, AD doesn't play, Kyrie torn ACL. And so now it's Klay, Gaffey, Najee, Christie, Lively, all the E's. I mean, they're a pretty good team, but they're not a threat.
No. And listen, this is going to sound like one of my best homer takes of all time.
Among many.
Well, but the bottom line is this.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fair. The bottom line is this. When you work for the Warriors, you work for a classy organization, you better think freaking twice when you leave.
Yeah.
Ask Kevin Durant. Ask Klay Thompson. I'm not saying they're not happier now. Maybe they are. Kevin wanted to leave. He did not like his reality. Klay
yep.
wanted to leave. He did not like his reality. And I hope that they're happy now. And there's all kinds of things with their life that we can't see. So I'm not here to judge that. But from a basketball sense, boy, you better be real. Think twice and then think again
yep.
before you leave. Because that's a classy place. And it doesn't always go well when you leave.
Yeah, boy, but if I'm Klay and I look at what I thought I was walking into, I probably felt really good about yep. having Luka and Kyrie and me in a great front court and a team that was really close the year before, and now where are we?
Wow.
Yeah?
I mean, talk about driving everything into the ground.
Uh-huh.
We're sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Warriors Live is next as we track the warm-up of Steph Curry in his hopes to play against the Knicks in a big game tonight. That's next on Willard and Dips.